Good morning, Fotego. Thank you so much for joining us. How are you today?
Good morning, Rafida. I'm good. Thank you. And thanks for having me.
All right. Thank you. Yes, we've been dealt another blow. Comair lost its license a few months ago. And just almost 2 months later, Umango has lost its license as well. Talk to us about these suspensions, which seem to be for at a minimum 2 years.
Thank you very much once again. Look, the licensing council made a decision based on the needs and analysis of the country. So what the decision means is that because these licenses are not being utilized by these operators, effectively they render them useless. So meaning that if Refilwe and other consortium wants to start up an airline and they're eager to begin immediately, those licenses need to be given to those that want to utilize them. But this suspension of about 2 years does not necessarily mean that, for 2 years they can't get the license. What it simply means is that within the 2 years that has been suspended, imposed, if they cannot come up with a plan or any other application to prove that they will be able to maintain these routes, they will then the license will be revoked completely, meaning that they won't have license. They'll have to start applying from the beginning. So it's just a matter of they are not using the license. Refilwe and other people that want to start the airline, these licenses can be given to them to utilize them, because the license belongs to the country. They don't belong to the airline.
So, Fotego, just to be clear, I think if I can pick up on your distinction, this 2 year suspension has more to do with the fact that part of the compliance that is required to have a license in your possession is, of course, using it, checking on, I suppose, aircraft, ensuring that you're using the routes. But this is not a revocation. However, were a business rescue practitioner to find you, let's say, a buyer, and they were able to fulfill those compliant, useful compliance, they might be able to reinstate the suspended license. Is that what
yes.
you're saying? Okay.
Yes. So that's exactly what's going to happen. It's a suspension that can last up to 2 years. However, within that 2 years, you must make sure that you comply with what the licensing conditions are, meaning that you must operate. You must have planes on the skies. You must transport passengers. And that will be reinstated. There's nothing alarming about the suspension at all. It's okay. Not revoking. They're not revoking the license. It's just to suspend them because they're not using it. And somebody else wants to use it. If SAFAIR wants those routes, they must be given to SAFAIR because they are operating.
And that's what the distinction I was trying to draw, because my understanding, for example, what one of the things that makes it attractive if I'm trying to buy an airline under business rescue is the availability of licenses, that I don't need to start from scratch. And I thought, for example, that Takatso Consortium benefited from sort of inheriting SAA's licenses, for example.
Correct, Refilwe. So with Takatso deal, it's different on this one. Mm. SAA is in operation. They are operating. They don't have fleet on the ground. They are operating. So there's no need for them to be suspended because they are not using the routes. They are actively on the market. But with this one, Mango has been on the ground for as long as you can remember. It's close to a year or more than a year now since they were on their business rescue. And there is no concrete plan that is being given to you as a listener or as a public to understand how far they have gone. All what we know is that the court has determined that the allocation of the money that was given to Mango from the Treasury had to be implemented or had to be allocated immediately. That was the court. And the DPE, instead of doing that, they then said to the BRP to find an equity partner. And the equity partner was found. And today, which is the 10th of August, was the last day for that equity partner to prove that they've got enough resources or backup to continue or given that stake. But the details are not clear as we speak. Now, what licensing council did here was to say, for as long as you don't have a concrete plan for us, we are going to suspend it until you come up with a plan. And this is not alarming, to be honest with you, Rufida. I don't think we should be worried about that. In fact, it's actually good, because we can have more players coming on the market and the price will come down.
Well, that's the next thing. So it may not be alarming, but out of interest, I mean, I know that Mango formed part of the business rescue plan insofar as I think it was about a 2 or 3 billion rand payout. Why didn't it get subsumed into the Takatso deal, in your opinion?
Look, Mango is a private entity. It's a separate entity as compared to South African Airways. South African Airways is a group. Now, Mango they operate as a LCC, which is low cost carrier. Now, Takatso's interest was more on the group, SAA group. So initially when they started the negotiations, they never included all these subsidiaries, including SAA Technical and HFs. So the Mango had to be on their own together with Express, which is also in the same predicament as Mango. So they wouldn't necessarily include it into that deal. So if you want Mango, you would have to operate it at SLCC, not as a national carrier like SAA.
So Mango doesn't have a buyer at this point, certainly has not met the deadline. When you look at the landscape of airlines that remain, Mango is not going to make a big difference. It hasn't been in the sky, as you rightly say, but it is still quite expensive for us. Do you see anything on the horizon that might indicate that we'll attract new players, particularly in the domestic flight space? That seems to be what's most costly.
Yeah, as we speak now, there's two players that have made an application. I cannot divulge names. But very much so, they will be very soon started. They bought a couple of aircrafts from the, or they are busy with the transaction of getting the airplanes from the former Comair. And very soon we'll see the two new players on the market, which I cannot say the names on air at the moment because they haven't pronounced themselves. But this is what is happening in the industry at the moment. There are very much interest in the industry, and very soon we'll see a change. We'll see the prices coming down because the competition will be very much so on the market. So it's good for our economy. It's good for other players that wants to come and tap into what is already available on the market.
So, do you think we can get there by Christmas? We've got holidays to plan. It's so expensive for a family of four or five to move. Do you think they'll close their deals by Christmas? Or is this something that will be a year out?
We're hoping so. We're hoping so. It will be very soon. I cannot say by Christmas, but the parties are hard at work to get this thing off the ground. So let's be hopeful.
All right, we are. Thank you so much for your insight. Potego Mojapile is an aviation analyst.